Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Food and drink writer at the Irish Independent, Aoife Carrigy, welcome.
Good morning, Brendan. How are we?
Good, thanks. And Aoife, you did summer cocktails for us back in May, so we've asked you to give us a few hot cocktail and mocktail recipes for the Christmas season. What's the appeal of hot cocktails?
Well, I think...
Aoife's gone there, is she? Okay, I'll just we'll read a few more texts and see if we can get Aoife back there. Loads of people saying, so looking forward to the third book in Joseph O'Connor's series. Have read both My Father's House and Ghosts of Rome. Brilliant reads. Have recommended them to friends as must reads. I was saying to Joe that I don't really like historical fiction and... but that I really, these are terrific, like. And he said that he actually doesn't like historical fiction either. And he thinks that it makes him better to write historical fiction because he doesn't bring any of the tropes of historical fiction to it, you know. So, yeah, he's not a fan either of the historical fiction. Someone else, going back to Tommy, someone says, the next time I'm in Navan, I'm going to go to that pub to go drinking with Tommy's father. He sounds like great crack. I'd say there'd be a queue outside the door of that pub. Aoife Carrigy, are you back with us?
Brendan, I'm back. I'm back.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
We were at the appeal of hot cocktails.
Yeah. So, well, a big thing, I suppose, is the warming factor of them, obviously. At this time of year, we want a nice kind of warming up. But also, because they're sort of warm, you've got those aromatics. So, like, even if I'm sitting opposite you and I'm having a hot whiskey in a pub and you're having a lovely pint and you're enjoying, suddenly you want a hot whiskey because you can actually smell my hot whiskey. It's like an aura around you, you know. And it's, I suppose it's all those Christmas spices as well, like your cloves and your cinnamon and your nutmeg. It's very evocative of a certain time and a cozy feeling. There's also, for me, I don't know, like the hot whiskey was always something, even as a kid, I remember seeing my mum making for anyone in the family that might be, any older person that might be unwell. It was a great excuse to have a hot whiskey. So there was kind of a minding
medicinal
element about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk me through making the perfect hot whiskey.
Okay. Well, hot whiskey is very simple. Hot whiskey and hot port are really the most simple of the hot cocktails. So you're really talking a healthy measure of whiskey. You want to taste the whiskey. So a healthy measure, and then topping up with the hot water and popping a little cinnamon stick in. And the kind of professional touch is your slice of lemon studded with cloves. You want to sweeten in the case. You do want to sweeten it, whereas a hot port is bringing enough sweetness. So with the hot whiskey, what I would recommend, what you don't want is the sugar down the bottom of the glass while you're still drinking it. You want all that sugar dissolved. So maybe just dissolve a little bit of the sugar first before you pop in the whiskey. But that would be key, is that you're actually drinking the sugar as opposed to looking at it.
And are the ratios of whiskey to water, are these at user's discretion here, yeah?
Yeah, but I think, as I say, I think you know, you don't want it to be whiskey flavoured water. You want it to be a whiskey that has been heated up. So I would say, I mean, in the case of the hot port, I would say half and half. So say you're doing 100ml port, 100ml water, because, you know, you're talking then a drink of around kind of 10% ABV. It's not too strong. Obviously, a hot whiskey needs more water than that. But I'd say, you know, you're looking at maybe if you're going for the 200ml again, so maybe one to three kind of ratio.
Okay.
So they're the things you can start with.
Then the Irish coffee. What are the tricks we need to know here?
Okay, the Irish coffee is something very close to my heart. Okay, so the first thing you need is you definitely want the sugar fully melted in the Irish coffee, because that is the key to having the cream floating on top. So if somebody says to me, oh, I'd like my Irish coffee with no sugar, sorry, that's a disaster.
Okay.
You want it, so you want to get the sugar in there, and you want to heat the glass first so that you're having a hot drink as opposed to a lukewarm drink. So heat the glass. I would say if you're using a thin glass, pop a little spoon in there before you pour in the hot water to absorb any shock, and then let that glass be nice and hot, chuck out that water, and then you're going to dissolve the sugar, a spoonful of sugar, in about 150ml of strong fresh black coffee. Then you're going to top up with your whiskey, so similar ratios to your hot whiskey, 1 to 3 of whiskey to the coffee. And then the secret to making an excellent Irish coffee is getting the cream to float on top. So this needs a little bit of attention. So the
Okay.
first thing is you use double cream, but you just whip it very lightly. So you don't want to go too far. You want it to still be able to pour. It's starting to hold its shape, but
Right.
you're able to pour it. Okay. Then the
Okay.
second thing you want to do is you could take two spoons, two tablespoons. One of them you're going to invert over the coffee, and you're going to dip it in first of all, and pull it out so that it's hot. So that spoon
Okay,
is nice and hot. You're
with
basically
you.
using that spoon as a slide. Okay. You want to slide the cream from the other spoon over that spoon so it has a nice soft landing on the top of the
Okay,
coffee.
so it won't
What you
break the surface then, is that right?
exactly you want the surface tension to hold, and so you need to really concentrate on getting that first layer. Once you've got that first layer, you can kind of lash the rest of it on a bit, but it's just getting what you don't want is for it to plop in and then it then already it's starting to sink. As soon as the coffee and the cream start to mix, then it's all just sinking. And that used to be that was where the pride came in as a waiter, because the trick was to get it to the table before it would start to
Yes.
sink. Because, as soon as someone starts drinking it, it's going to start mixing. But you want that pristine line. And the reason you want that, it looks great, but also it tastes great. You got that kind of contrast of hot and cold in your mouth. You've also got the sweet coffee and the savory whiskey, a little bit of spice from the whiskey. I sometimes where people can go wrong, they maybe use too much coffee and then the whiskey kind of gets lost. So you want to, you want to taste the whiskey, drink the whiskey. In terms of
Okay,
what
so
whiskey to go
I'm
for,
getting a theme here with the whiskey ones. Plenty of whiskey, I've got you. Now,
it's a boozy drink. Make it boozy. Yeah.
what about one for a crowd then? Mulled wine, which I can't stand, but I know a lot of
Oh,
people do
really?
like it. No.
Yeah. Okay, so mulled wine, I suppose one of the things you need to think about is the wine itself that you're using, okay? People will say, when you're cooking with wine, you're still going to taste the quality of the wine. So, of course, you don't want to go for something too complex and expensive and you're losing, the complexity of it. But you don't want to start with something terrible that you wouldn't want to drink. So that's the
Okay.
first thing. Start with something half decent that you would be happy to drink. I would say go for something more medium bodied than full bodied. So maybe check the ABV, which is the alcohol content. So going around kind of 12, 13% as opposed to 14, 15%, because you want it to be have a bit of freshness and lightness so that, it's appealing to drink. Remember, when you're heating it up, things kind of get heavier and soupier. So if it has lots of natural acidity there, that'll make it fresher. So something like a Chianti is perfect.
Okay.
So you're looking at, in terms of sweetness levels, you're looking at like about 100 grams of sugar to one bottle of wine. I don't recommend making one bottle, make at least two. And really what you're doing here, you're just infusing the wine, you're heating up the wine and you're infusing it with spices. And you can really play around with the spices that you want to use. I mean, what would be important is there's some citrus in there. So that could be citrus peel and or citrus juice. So you could use rye peel or fresh peel. Then you've got your whole spices like your cinnamon stick, your whole cloves, maybe star anise. Some people might want to use vanilla pods. I've even heard people using bay leaves as well
Yeah,
for
and look, a
a
lot
bit
of
of
people,
savory.
let's face it, are going to buy a sachet of mulled wine spices, and nothing wrong with
The
that
only
either.
Yeah, I mean, look, the only difference between buying a sachet is that it's a sachet that you can put in and take out easily, and that somebody else has mixed the spices. But if you have a spice rack at home, like personally, it's more of an effort to go out and buy
Yeah,
the sachet
okay.
than just use what you have in your, in your cupboard.
Aoife Carrigy, thanks a million. We'll put all those recipes up on the website, rte.ie/Brendan, and we will. There is a non-alcoholic cocktail in there too, a hot mocktail. So for
There is
anyone
indeed.
who's
Thanks
giving out,
indeed. Yeah,
we're
mold
not
apple
just
juice.
pushing
Same
whiskey.
idea.
Thanks, Aoife.
Thanks so
Okay,
much.
that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.